is KDYS monitoring.
KCA VSU.
KI7 QMD mobile listening on 19 link system. KI7 QMD mobile monitoring 19.
KF8 ENS, good morning.
KF8 ENS, this is KI7 QMD mobile, currently in Petoskey. How are you?
Doing well this morning. A little chilly out there, but looking forward to a little warm-up a little bit later.
Yeah, I got 14 degrees here. I know what you mean. Is it a planned warm-up later? I don't pay attention because I don't get disappointed.
High today is going to be 27. I'm in Harbor Springs, by the way, also on the 19. Yeah, I got 9 degrees now. I think it's going to be 27 today, and I think I saw 43 tomorrow. So, and then back down to, you know, teens again on Sunday, I guess. So, yeah, maybe you've got the better plan there.
Yeah, we'll have an opportunity to build up some more ice, I guess, when all this stuff melts for a day. Oh, boy. Where are you about in Harbor Springs? That's where I'm heading.
Actually, pretty close to the airport, about a mile away up Pleasant View Road.
Okay. Yeah, the other day I was heading back into Harbor Springs and downtown area and figured I'd try the back road. And I turned at the far end of the airport. That road goes by there. I went down to the water. And I've never seen the airport from that direction, so that was kind of fun. Are you on that side of the road or the north side?
Yeah, I'm on the north side.
Okay, all right. So you are curious, are you on a mobile, a base? Your signal's nice and clear.
Yeah, accessing my base station with an HT on my crossband repeater right now, but yeah, I can hit the 19 across the bay on low power at 5 watts, so it's got a pretty good reach around here.
Oh, nice! I gotta pick up the phone though. Call back in a minute.
CIP, KFU CIP, copy WW mobile.
WW CIP, I copy.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, we're just going through Atlanta right now, making the turn. So we're just a little south of mine, just running the handheld through the windshield there. So that's amazing.
But I can hear
Industries Media, Kansas City CIP, Kansas City WW. WW Mobile.
And in APX Mobile.
KFADNF. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, off to a pretty low-key start this morning. How about you?
Yeah, kind of the same thing. Only got a couple of things on my schedule today. One of them is just going to do some wiring on a furnace, so not going to be too bad.
Yeah, the nuts and bolts stuff I'm usually pretty okay with, but man, when it gets into electrical work, I tend to favor the professionals in that.
Yeah, this is all low voltage control wiring. It's a high-end carrier furnace, and it's communicating, so ABCD data back and forth. So I got to go and assign the zone dampers to the furnace and tell them how many CFM they are and static test and all that good stuff.
Gremlins.
Oh yeah, it'll come with its share of headaches, without a doubt. But the carrier brand communicating stuff is usually pretty good. It does a lot of the back end stuff on its own. You just kind of tell it to run some tests, and it's like, oh hey, here's the size of your ductwork, and this is how much air I can shove down through it, and if you like it, then we're going to save it. So, it's not too bad.
Hey, I've been playing around with my DMR radio a little bit more and tweaking that a little bit. So that's been kind of fun. I appreciate your coaching on some of that helped me out.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to hear that it's working out for you. What talk groups are you at? Playing around at. Just curious what's active nowadays. It's been a long time since I've like fired up a hotspot on Brandmeister and like just went and found the busiest sock group. So I don't even know where people are at nowadays. Back in the day it used to be TAC 310 on Brandmeister. Oh my gosh, that talk group would not stop. 24/7, 365. There was always somebody on it.
Yeah, I just stumbled across something last night, a little bit of research, and I was going to give that a test today. To me, I don't necessarily like to, you know, jump in and participate in those mass conversations, but it's a good way to test if everything's working, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's about all I ever used it for. Well, let me switch over to TAC 310 just to make sure all this stuff is working, because it'll only take me 10 seconds to know.
Reflector 30 Charlie on D-Star, same thing. You can always hear somebody on that, and it's usually some old guys from the Northeast that are living in Florida looking for somebody to talk to. But no, what I've been doing is getting into the MI5 network and programming my radio for all of those different UHF repeaters I have around the state, so when I travel I can get into it if necessary. And then getting into this linked system on the 2416 TGIF talk group. Drake helped me get that one set up and testing that out. But one guy, I think you probably know him, Ron W8RPM, he said to his ear he doesn't like the digital stuff, and it's so compressed it's difficult for him to hear and understand. So I don't know if that's unique to my radio or my setup, or if that's just a characteristic of DMR that some people have a difficult time with it.
It can be characteristic of the radio, that's for sure. Some of the more ham-friendly radios, yeah, they can get either real tinny audio or way too flat audio. The transition from digital to analog, yeah, it doesn't sound as rich as analog to analog, but Drake just redid a lot of that about a month ago, and boy, does it sound so much better. It used to be worse. And Drake put a lot of work into that, and there's times where if Drake's talking to me and he's on his Motorola on digital and I'm listening on analog, I almost can't tell the difference.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Is there any appreciable difference between just some of the, you know, regular consumer type grade hardware that you have versus the commercial stuff? I don't know if it's worth upgrading to like a Motorola radio, or if that's just too much of a leap to be able to program it. I mean, it sounds to me like some of those things are more enterprise level, and it might not be as user friendly for just an enthusiast.
So, if I'm honest, I actually prefer the programming software, the operations, all of it, with like a Motorola radio. It doesn't have all the bloat in it, like a software for like a 578 or an 878. It's basic. Because it's meant for the commercial world, so you don't need all the hammy stuff that comes with it, if that makes sense. The Motorola software is really simple to understand. You put in your frequency, you put in your talk group, you assign it to a zone, and you're off and running. And, yeah, there's definitely a substantial difference in build quality, which translates to better audio and stuff like that. So, at the end of the day, the mode, or the way that the packets go is the same, because they all got to play ball together. So DMR to DMR is the same, but when you're talking about commercial versus, you know, ham grade, is the microphone the same? Is the wiring the same? Is the audio boards inside the radio the same? Usually not. The commercial radio is much more stout, and it translates better audio over the air.
One of the things I was having a little bit of a challenge with, I was on the MI5 network trying to get into that and was having a couple of audio issues. And one of the guys that I was talking to was very helpful, and he was like, well, you need to change this setting in your radio. And it was, you know, some terminology I'd never heard before that was unique to DMR. And I'm like, well, any ideas what that would be called on the BTEC, you know, CPS software? And quickly learned by talking to two or three other people that were chiming in that every one of those is different. They have their own brand of, terminology for the same thing. And That was a little bit maddening. I finally drilled down and figured it out, but geez, what a pain.
It wasn't my Chance Talker alias, was it?
No, it was, boy, I'm trying to remember what it was actually called, but it was a setting that won't let you talk over when someone else is transmitting. I can't remember what the VTech software called it, but it was a little bit obscure.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Something that the MI5 system doesn't necessarily care for and will sometimes reject is when your radio has talker alias enabled. So back in the early days of the ham adaptation of the MR, you used to have to download massive call sign lists. People's radio IDs, their call signs, you had to stick those in your radio. That way you could see who it was you were talking to on the display. And then a couple years ago, some of these radios started doing talker alias, where it just transmits that data along with your voice packets. And that's great on, you know, a Brandmeister or just whatever, just a ham-style repeater. But when you move that into, like, the MI5, which is all built off of Motorola repeaters and Motorola SiteConnect and that kind of commercial grade, it kind of doesn't know what to do with it, and so it wigs out sometimes. So I always suggest turning talker alias off just to play it safe. So I wondered if that was it.
Well, I appreciate that explanation. That was something that I had run across as a suggested thing to disable, and I had done that, but I wasn't sure what the reason was behind it or even what it was. I think I had it enabled on my radio, and I turned it off, and then I was getting into the system without difficulty. But, yeah, that's something I definitely have stumbled across.
Well, good. Yeah, you're figuring it out. Eventually you'll do it enough where most of this stuff will... You can do it in your sleep. That's about where I'm at with it. Once you do a couple of code plugs, figure out what pieces are supposed to fit where, it really gets pretty simple.
Yeah, trial and error, man, trial and error. All it takes is time, right? But, yeah, code plugs, geez. I thought a bunch of times that I finally had my code plug figured out, and then I stumble across something new, and it's like, oh, I better go on my code plug and add that in or change that or, you know, make this new zone. Seems to always be a work in progress.
Yeah, that won't ever change. My code plug changes all the time. I find a new talk group, new repeater, something here, something there. I'm always changing it. So get used to that.
Yeah, that's true with so many things in life, but yeah. Well, hey, man, thanks again for the continuing education. I appreciate it. I'll let you go and wish you a good day in 73s. KF8, ENF.
Sounds good. Have a good day, and we'll catch you later on down the page. KF8, ENF, NADPX, 73s.
WDATM on Sheboygan.
Was that Mr. Jeff? My APRS covered you.
Yes, it was. Whiskey Delta 8 Delta X-ray. We're on the outskirts of this repeater, but just coming into Gaylord and headed to Sheboygan, so I figured I'd hop over and say hello to everyone.
Good morning, sir. Which cop car are you working on today?
Oh, well, kind of a cop car, animal control. I got to work on an animal control car. Apparently, they've got a couple things that hopefully want to have upgraded or changed. Then a EMS first responder vehicle. Not an ambulance, just like a chief vehicle of sorts. Then my day will be done. Cadillac or one of the large four-wheel drive fork trucks, so that'd be fun to monitor.
Well, very nice. Doesn't sound like a bad day. Yeah, the, I don't know, I think that animal control car's getting up there in age, unless they bought a new one, I can't remember. I haven't been up there in a couple of weeks. I'm going through Fire Academy now, so I've shifted all my focus away from the Sheriff's Department over to the Fire Department. Now I'm working on pagers and all sorts of stuff. It's a good time.
Good for you. Good for you. Keep your toes. Yeah, actually, they've been doing some swap outs and stuff, so they got rid of a couple cars and from what I understand, basically the Sheriff's Department, whenever they repair a canine unit, the canine unit becomes the animal control vehicle, and that happened not too long ago, and apparently they've got a couple changes they want to make, which is fine. It keeps me busy. This weekend, I get to work on my own patrol car. I have sort of ground in a place where it shouldn't be, and I got to figure out where it is.
Okay, yeah, well, nothing like working on your own stuff. I never do that. I think the saying goes, the cobbler's children don't have shoes. My stuff always gets put to the last place. So, that's good. Well, good, you enjoy that. Fun with the animal control car. Don't get too much dog hair on you. Well, I am pulling into my first stop here and just got to run into the store and grab something. So we'll be probably back on here in a little bit. Safe travels. Good to hear from you. WDAPX and 8APX.
Same here, my friend. Same here. Yeah, Saturday I get to do some rewiring and stuff. It's actually kind of important because apparently there's a local movie producer that wants my patrol car in his movie. So I guess we'll find out how that works out. But have a good one. We'll be on hand for probably another, maybe about a half hour, 45 minutes of that one. So maybe we'll catch you in a bit. Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-ray Mobile. Have a good one. know if they would actually take 2 seconds to say, hey, we're not coming, to say to you the trip up. But at the same time, I mean, you get paid the same, right? There's part of me that has enjoyed driving somewhere to realize, oh, the vehicle you need was is out of town today because the other vehicle is down and we had to use it. Oh, well, okay. Well, maybe next time.
Yeah, enjoy that milk.
There you go. There you go. So, yesterday was a fun one. You need to do more ambulance builds.
Well, let me guess. Well, I don't know where it worked. Were you at East Bay again yesterday?
That was the day before. I had 2 ambulances this week, and I someone hates me. No, I was at Misaki, Lake City, EMS, and all Kenwood stuff, and all custom installation, and
the repeater did not like you that moment.
Never likes me. What are you talking about? What did he hear? What did he hear?
And it just dropped out a couple times and then came back. Hey, ABX. Okay.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, I heard you calling for me. I was on TX. I'm pulling into my call here, though. What's up? I was just saying that my APRS said that you were 0.01 miles away. Oh, well, you should have waved when you went by. I did.
You, how far away am I?
All right, well, I'll let you guys get back to it. I'm pulling in here to change a pressure-reducing valve on a boiler, so we'll be back around shortly, and in APX.
How far enough away there, Toadstool?
Watch it, Jeffrey. I was asking Drake.
I don't know. I'm not even looking at my map right now.
I gotta get my computer back up and in here. I looked at it a couple days ago and I'm like, you know, I just gotta get that put in. It's all in here. I just gotta get the mount screwed down and get it all plugged in again. Eventually.
That was a fantabulous double.
Who won it?
Jeff did.
Ouch! Damn, no wonder why I'm stepping in to become the toadstool. He's stepping all over me.
I just waiting for you under my foot.
Watch it.
I am gonna use this as my opportunity to, say that I'm pulling into the parking lot. Any DMH mobile.
An old cigarette bite. You just gotta push your foot down and turn a little bit. Have a good one, Mr. Drake. Be nice over there and try to shade your eyes. Hi. and we're gonna continue our way north.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna get out of here too. I got a couple things I was doing. I had to get in there. JCAVSU 73.
WDAVX Mobile, listening.
And at APX Mobile.
Go ahead, KCMQ.
YSS in the mobile monitor.
N8YSS, good morning. KWQK.
Good morning, Pete. How are you doing? I am up by Vanderbilt in a sunny day. A little cool, but beautiful blue sky.
Yeah. Oh, Vanderbilt, you're out there a ways. Yeah, it's we've got beautiful clear blue skies and sunshine here too. It's starting to warm up. It was 11 when I first looked this morning. I think it's up to about 20 already. So headed in the right direction. Boy, I sure am looking forward to a 50 degree day, aren't you, John?
Yeah, it will be nice. I think it's supposed to be a little warmer, was it, than tomorrow or Saturday?
Yeah, roger to that. So I take it you're probably out working, trying to sell some hardware, right?
Yeah, I worked several days this week, but what I did is I got some other things going on next week, so I'm out today instead of next week.
Okay, it's 10 o'clock a.m. and it's a good morning. I'll agree to that. Yeah, not a lot going on. Got a couple of projects in the shop, a little repair project here in the house today, and I hope to get out for a walk this afternoon in the sunshine. Yeah, I like being out and about when the weather's halfway decent.
Yes, it is nice. I'd like to get out and take a walk. You know, your projects there, that scanner you had in your shop, I still can't get over that. You know, that it wires up so it stops, like, on the light, one of the lights. That really impressed me.
Oh, that's funny, John. It really wasn't that big a project. I found that scanner on eBay, and it still worked. Of course, there's nothing to listen to it on anymore. So it was still scanning, and, I just run the audio from a real scanner into it, and and figured out a way to make the light stop like it was working. Yeah, yeah, that's my vintage radio set up there on that shelf in the desk there.
Yeah, that and that, let's see, you had a civil defense radio, didn't you? That was quite the paint job on that, too.
Yes, I stumbled across I helped a lady out. Her husband had passed, and he had a pile of those and other things. So I kept one and sanded it down, repainted it civil defense yellow, put some stickers on it. Put some LED lights in the dial so it looks like it's on. But then I run another scanner through it, John, so the speaker seems like it's active. And that one was kind of interesting. It had a tuning eye, they called it. It was just a tube that would, you know, the stronger the signal, the brighter the tube would glow. Instead of an S meter, it had a tube that would glow. And yeah, so I made that, I put some LEDs in there making it look like the tube was blinking at you.
Okay, did you have an eye tube in that one? I was trying to think, because it seems like I remember seeing an eye tube lately.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by an eye tube. Instead of an S meter, this one had a tube that would glow or change reflecting signal strength.
Yeah, I'm not sure what another name for the iTube is. They disappeared in about, in the early 60s, I think. They were prevalent in the 50s and maybe some of the 40s. Had a round dot in the middle, and it was phosphorescent green, and the shadow was wide or narrow, depending on what you wanted.
Well, that's probably what it was, because that's the generation of the radio. I remember my father had one of those nonsense, and so when I saw that pile, I picked one that was in pretty good shape, would be easy to clean up, and like I said, that's my vintage radio shelf there, John.
Well, it impressed me, to say the least. And they did a nice job on the paint. That impressed me because it looked like they just came out of the box from the 50s, or late 50s.
Yep, and then I went to a local, for lack of a better term, a sign shop that makes, these white signs that people put on their cars for their business or their political affiliation, whatever. And I had to make up some labels that looked halfway original. I found enough pictures that I could come up with something. And that was a fun project. I enjoyed that, and it looks good, doesn't it?
It sure does. I can remember the civil defense. The civil defense sticker looked like it was original. And it looked like it was brand new.
Well, it is brand new. You can still buy those online, John. Apparently there's enough interest out there that people are still making that stuff. Yeah, good old Amazon or wherever I bought that. Well, it's fun to have projects to tinker with. Everybody's got a little different spin on the hobby there. KWQK.
YSS. Yeah, that is interesting, and you did an excellent job on that. Yeah, I'm coming in through the 145-19 up at Petoskey. I'm cutting across on Thumb Lake Road, and that's up to Petoskey today.
Oh, yeah, you're taking the scenic route.
I actually quite often do, unless there's some good reason not to.
Yeah, I got to scratch my head or look that one up on the map. I remember taking it in the past, doing just what you're doing, but, let's see. Oh, you cut across, you came out of Vanderbilt. Let's see. And you went across the freeway in north, right?
Cut across the expressway and then just go up a little bit, and then there's Thumb Lake Road that goes off to the west, over Boyne Falls.
Right. Come out Boyne Falls, yeah? A whole lot of nothing, but a nice drive.
Just beautiful scenery.
Yep, and you got a section of gravel in there, and on that gravel section, you're going to look to your right at some point, and you'll see two or three towers to your right, and one of those has got the Vanderbilt IRA site on it.
Well, the road I cut across on doesn't have any gravel section. It's all paved.
Oh, okay. You're thinking of a different one than I am. I'll have to look at. Oh, yes. Yep. You went a little further north. That's right. Yeah, so those towers will be to your left, about halfway up. Yeah.
Yep, on the corner there of Old 27 and some lake, there's that party store. I think it was Red Wing Party Store. For a while, they decided to try to be a marijuana dispensary, and that must have gone belly up because they're back to being a party store now.
Okay. All right, so the marijuana business is a tough one, I guess. Yes, I can picture that party store. That's right. That's another way, yep. When I go to that Vanderbilt Tower site, I head east almost, about a mile north of the interchange there where you cross over. But, yep, still a beautiful drive. Not a whole lot.
Now you got me curious, how does the IRA link their repeaters? How is that one linked to the repeaters south of it?
IRA uses a combination of analog RF to link sites and also some IP technology using All-Star. But Vanderbilt connects to Cadillac, and Traverse City connects to Cadillac, and then Cadillac's a funnel that goes down to Big Rapids, which collects some more, and Big Rapids goes down to Grand Rapids.
Okay, is that an RF link, or is that an IP link?
Vanderbilt to Cadillac is RF.
So what band do you guys like to use for that, for linking repeaters? Or do you use several different ones?
Yeah, they use several different ones. They actually use 2-meter, 440, and 220. They don't use 2-meter for linking, but a couple of the sites just act as a receiver off another repeater, so in essence they're linking that way. But you got to remember that system is probably 35 years old.
Well, I know it's been in operation for quite a while. I've been a ham. Oh, let's hear this. Well, this May it'll be 33 years that I've been a ham, and it was in operation before I became a ham.
I can't give you an exact date, but that's certainly the ballpark. 35 years. I wasn't up north here too long, and kind of stumbled across it. In fact, it helped with them just a little bit in the very beginning, but I really didn't get involved till I think it was about 8 years ago. I noticed the Cadillac and Traverse City sites were down, and I just sent them an email and volunteered to go look at them, see what was going on.
Oh, okay. Now, do they have any repeaters that are 440, or are they all 2 meters?
I think there are a couple of 440 ones. I could look at their site there, find out, but I think there's a couple of 440 repeaters in the system.
Okay. Yeah, I could look it up too, but I'm just driving, so just kind of curious. Yeah, I was playing around with that 440 repeater I got from you a few years back last summer when we were playing with it. I was more impressed with 440 than I thought I'd be. You know, it doesn't have quite the range, but the audio quality is nice.
Oh yeah, it works well, and you know, 440 works as well as 2 meters. It just doesn't have quite the punch, quite the range, and that's just the nature of 440 over 150 megahertz. So, yep. Up north here, why we like to capture as much real estate as we can if we're going to put up a repeater. That's why VHF is so popular.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised 6 meter hasn't gained anything, or gained any ground. It doesn't seem like there's much of any of that.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm surprised it didn't take off more. It's always been just kind of a forgotten band, hasn't it, John?
Yeah, NEYSS mobile. Yeah, and I've heard some tales that some of the commercial equipment similar to it seem to have pretty decent range, even Simplex. But, you know, it just didn't seem to make a go, like you say. And then, too, you know, like with the 40 megahertz equipment, it seems like that, you know, came up surplus, but it didn't really go anywhere. I don't know, maybe more of the 40 megahertz equipment can't be shifted over to the amateur band.
Yeah, actually, my personal experience is the 440 stuff ships over to amateur easier than the 2 meter. But, you know, that's just my personal experience. It shifts easy, but nowadays, so many of us are just buying ham stuff right off the shelf. There's not near the conversion going on that there used to be, but there's still some of it. I'm just looking at their map. Let's see, there's it looks like there's three sites that use 440 and the other, 10 of them or so are all 2 meters, John.
Are those sites down around Grand Rapids?
No, one's down, I'm going to generally say the Benton Harbor area. One's at Millington. And it says here there's one at West Branch. I didn't even know about that one. That's on 440.
Really? I mean, yeah, I didn't even know about that. I knew those guys were up to doing some other repeaters and that, but I didn't realize they were an IRA link that was 440. Yeah, and that what I was also mentioning about is like 40 megahertz repeaters, not 440. Both sheriff's radios and DNR, it seems like that could have been shifted over to megahertz, or is that harder to go that far to the DHS 6 meters?
Yeah, so my experience with that is we refer to that as low band public safety. It was, in the 30 megahertz range. But a lot of that would not shift up to 52 megs. You just couldn't stretch it that far. They were fairly, narrow band's not quite the right term, but they had a fairly short band. A lot of the old low band stuff would not shift up to 6 meter amateur.
Okay, well, that would explain a lot of it then. I know there was, at one time our sheriff's department was on that. That was years ago, when I was in college. I know the military did some of that stuff, too.
Yeah, we've been around long enough to see several shifts, haven't we?
Yeah. A few years ago, I sold the stash of tubes I had that I inherited from Dad to, ABA-RV?
Oh, you sold them to John, yeah. He's a great collector.
Yeah, and I think I gave him a heat kit or two. You know, those radios I was thinking that when I get retired, I'm going to get time, and I started looking at my when I get time projects, and I figured if I lasted for 1,000 years, I probably wouldn't get it done.
Well, you got to do that retire thing first.
That's true, and I kind of wonder about that because, like, I see some of my friends who retire, and sometimes they just sort of sit, and they don't do a whole lot. They don't start try to stay active. So I kind of wonder about that. But you seem to keep pretty busy.
Yeah, I keep busy enough, and I have absolutely no interest in a JOB, so, yep, volunteer activities, projects, hobbies, grandkids, a little bit of exercise here and there, getting out and about, so, I get to choose each day. Yeah, the Lord willing, that is.
Oh, yeah, I've been studying up on aging. That exercise and being interested in new things and doing something seems to make a big difference.
Yep. Exercise, staying active, finding projects. It's all part of the stuff that holds it at bay just a little bit longer.
Now, I'm curious, what do you do for exercise? What are some of your favorite activities for that?
Biking when weather's appropriate and walking.
Well, what do you do when you get this kind of weather? I mean, you know, like last week and that, where it's not the greatest for, like, biking.
Yeah. I mean, you need decent weather to bike. Although I was out, let's see, a week and a half ago, 2 days in a row, where it got to be in the low 40s. The sun had been out, so the roads were almost clear, just down to wet in spots. I'm 6 weeks or so away from real biking again. But I get out and walk. But our high school has a walking track that's open to the public several nights a week. So that's, I've been taking advantage of that a lot this winter because the village streets have just been too slippery.
Now, this is an inside track in the gym or something?
Yeah, let's see. I don't know. 3-4 years ago, they built a very nice new gym. And it's got a walking track up around the second level. You walk around the top of the bleachers, basically around the rim of the gymnasium. Yeah, and there aren't a lot of people there, but there's usually a couple of us each night.
Okay, so they have certain hours you can go in there, the general public, or you know, like you, a citizen or whoever. But it's several hours there in the evenings. Is it all the evenings or just certain days?
Yeah, there's a schedule, and basically they don't like us walking around when there's a basketball game going on. So you just got to keep an eye on the schedule. But an awful lot of high schools do that, John, just to, it's another service to the public, to the taxpayers, you know. And before we had this nice gym, why, they would just let us walk the hallways at night in the high school. And again, it had a few restrictions on hours and so forth. But I've done that before, too, although that's a number of years ago.
Okay, well, I know I just heard Kirtland, our community college here, had a thing where you can go into the gym. And they got a really nice gym. When I went there, we didn't have a gym. it's something like now, it's really nice. And last year, they did have some times you could go walking. And I guess this year, they're going to open it up next week. I'm not quite clear on it if we have to pay money to walk or they're going to let us do it, just walk. Hopefully just let's do it since we're taxpayers.
Yeah. Yeah, Kirtland, that's a little ways from your place, though, isn't it? You ought to call your local high school and see if they don't have some times when they let you in.
November 8, Yankee, Sierra, in the Mobile. Well, actually, it's not that far. It's just down on Four Mile Road. They built a new campus back, about 10 years ago. We used to be out in the middle of the Jack Pine Plains there with four counties, Smith, Oscoda, Ogama, Roscommon, and Crawford. But now they moved it down to Four Mile Road. You get off the exit there, and it's just before a Weyerhaeuser and a Ruco and all that. It's right by the railroad tracks.
Oh, okay. Well, it shows it's been a while since I've been that way. Well, how about that? Well, that's no big deal either for you. KWQK.
No, it is, and it's a beautiful building. I've been in there. In fact, in there walking, I had to go down the hallway since I graduated from that place 50 years previous. I had to see how technology has changed, and to say the least, educational experience is quite a bit different now than it was then.
Yeah, things have changed, haven't they, John? Yeah, I say the two of our three children graduated from Grand Valley, which is where I graduated from a long time ago. And back then, Grand Valley was literally out in the middle of a cornfield between Allendale and Grand Rapids. But anyway, long time ago. Hey, John, I'm going to wish you a beautiful day. Enjoy the sunshine. I hope travels go safe for you. But we should probably get off here and let somebody else chat for a while. So 73, John, K8W2K.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. Somebody else could probably use it. Well, at least we've got the cobwebs cleaned out. Yeah, you take care. Have a great day. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Maybe the next few days you might actually get a chance to use your bicycle out there. Get some good fresh air. Take care. KW2K and NYSS. Good talking with you as always, Pete.
Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo, Ann Arbor. Beg pardon, Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo, Ann Arbor.
Yeah, November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray, Podosky.
N88PX, A8RK here, testing out an all-star node that I haven't had in use in the last year. Sounds like it's working okay.
Yep, I would say so. You're making it through just fine.
Is this on the 7-4 repeater?
It's on several repeaters, but yes, one of them is the 146-7-4.
Oh, okay. Is this, what other repeaters is this connected to? Are they connected to the rest of the WHCCE family of repeaters?
Yep, so I'm talking to you on the WHCCE 145-19 in Petoskey. It's also connected to the 145-11 in Mackinac City. And it's connected to the 146-700 in Mayo. Don't quote me on the Traverse City ones because I can't remember their frequencies. If you go to mmlrn.org, so November, Mike, Lima, Romeo, November.org, that's our webpage, and it'll show you all the link repeaters.
Oh, yeah. Really good. 519, Petoskey, 674, Sheboygan, 511, Mackinac City, 726, Traverse, 6.7 Mile, 7.1 for Leelanau, 5.43 in the Sioux, and 7.34 in Benzie. Beauty. That's great. Well, now that this is working, I've replaced a Hamshack hotline on my phone. I used to have a hot button to monitor things up north, and so maybe I should program that in too. Thanks for your help.
Yep, no problem at all. You're making it in nice and strong. Everything's working good, so good to hear you out there.
And you are Adam, is that correct?
That's correct.
Real good. Well, this is good to know. Next time I'm up there. Thanks a lot. 73-888-RK Ann Arbor.
Sounds good. 73, have a good rest of your day. And 88PX.
RPM 8-8-8-RK. Hi, Rod.
Hello, Ralph. Happy Thursday.
Well, I'm, what's new? I'm on the search for a assistant section traffic manager. And, assistant section managers for Northern Michigan, Northern Lower Michigan, and the UP. I have some leads, which is good. They came easily. The America 250 W1AW/8 came to an end with a bunch of people participating and making tons of contacts. We've got another week later and maybe more if people want them. I finished painting my granddaughter's bedroom yesterday. That was good. I put the doors back on and took all my tools home. It's one thing after another. I have rehearsals every night this week, and next week is it's a Rock 26, and I'm going to try and go for at least a day, maybe two. That's all I know. What do you know?
Well, I know it's bright and sunny out, 24 degrees, really pretty day. Might even have a chance to go take some snow pictures on my way home. I'm late for an 11 o'clock appointment, but I'm not far away, about 8 miles to go. I personally was disappointed in the swap, just because there was nothing there for me to buy, nothing that I really wanted to buy, although I did buy a microphone. I bought a spare Yaesu, I don't know what the number is, but it's the same one that's on my FTM 400. Same key arrangement and stuff, just bought it for a spare. And that was my entire purchase, you know. John bought some stuff. John bought a couple of portables, a couple of off-brand, new-in-the-box portables for, I think, $40 for both of them. But, and, you know, it's always good to see people, and I like supporting the smaller clubs, but I had another reason for coming downstate, and it worked out, but if the timing in the weekends don't mesh, I doubt if I would come down just for that swap. Where is Interop this year? It's not back in, it's like in Grand Rapids or something, isn't it? I saw it I know it's been in Traverse City, but where is it this year?
It was in Muskegon last year. I think that's where it is this year.
Okay. Closer for you than for me. And speaking of closer, I have to assume that your daughter lives somewhat local to you down there. I was able to check in on mine while I was down there. I drove back in a little bit of snow on Sunday. I left about 11. And I meandered. I had a couple of stops to make. Stopped at the new Costco on Hill Road. Spent a bunch of money. Meandered off the freeway a few times, so it took me a little longer, but I was probably home by 3-ish. So, that's, you know, about it. I'm going to be rushing to get my wire antenna work done before the snow goes away. But I'm going to try my best to do that, because wire antennas must be erected in the winter in order to work properly.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, it's the same. The Interop 2026 is same place as it was last year. Van Dyke Mortgage Convention Center, Delta Marriott, Muskegon. It's a right-sized space for that event. Hold on a second. I had to change hands. It's next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I have a rehearsal Tuesday night. I got somebody to sit for. I have a rehearsal Wednesday night. Since I'm a soloist, I have to be there. So I think what I'm going to do is go down at ODAR 30 on Tuesday, go over there, and stay overnight on Wednesday and leave mid-afternoon Wednesday so I can make my rehearsal. That's all I do. I mean, I thought about driving back at ODAR 30 on Thursday, but I don't know. I like to look at the agenda. I'm crazy. I don't know if I'm that crazy. I have events for 4 musical groups going on now, and Saturday the 7th is a crazy day. I have a dress rehearsal from 10 to noon. I have another rehearsal from 2 to 5, and Deb and I are going to an event at 7 o'clock, so... I'm going to say that I think I've reached a good level of being overcommitted in retirement. Alpha Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo.
Well, you sort of beat me to it. I mean, I was going to point you to the dictionary page for overcommitted, but apparently you've come to the realization on your own. It's a good thing, though, you know? I mean, it's better to be busy than bored. You just have to learn moderation and to be able to say no without guilt. I haven't figured that out yet myself. I have too many irons in the fire. Some are gainful employment. Others are volunteer things and boards and commissions and whatnot. And I had somebody approach me about something last night. I kind of want to do it, but I don't know if I should do it, you know. Something you said. I occasionally see you post something about, you know, these community orchestras and stuff, but I didn't realize that there were several, so you're probably spread thinner than you should be, thinner than you like. If I were down this coming weekend, I think it's this coming weekend, a really good friend of mine that I've worked with for many, many years in many different places, he is kind of the highlighter in an upcoming Purim event that I've attended.
I can't see my perch here in the basement. Catch you later. RPM 888 RK Ann Arbor.
What a beautiful day.
Agreed. Good day to be on the road, just back and enjoying it. So I'm not complaining, not even a little bit.
Good roads to drive on today, for sure. What a change. Yeah, it's gorgeous though. Yeah, we're all balls to tube fab here, I gotta. Should be about off lunch. Figured I'd jump on here and for a minute and say howdy. I didn't know you were up here. So I heard a couple guys chattering earlier. I was on the phone though.
I was over here helping the animal control folks. They had a couple little things getting their computer mounted inside their Tahoe and that kind of thing. So nothing too dramatic, which was nice. My next stop is just a minor repair, so I'll get down there, check that out, and from there back to the Traverse City. Probably do a little paperwork depending on the time, so should be a fairly easy day. I did go there. I did say it.
Well, that's okay. I don't have it too hard of a day either yet, so we'll see. But it's been pretty light duty lately. I think the snow, the amount of snow up here has got to do with it. But I could be wrong. I don't know. People up here are not shipping right now for whatever reason.
I know my wife and I are keeping them really busy over at our place. Oh, yeah. Our shop is... I walked in and the office lady was doing some paperwork, and there was probably 7 or 8 brand new police car builds that are in the papers, so that means they're coming soon. And I know there's a lot more coming behind it, so I have a feeling it's going to be a busy year.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, they're upgrading. I see a lot of new cars in the state police force rolling around. I don't see very many old ones anymore. They got the new Locro bubble on them, so they're a lot harder to spot from a distance. And they're probably a little bit better on fuel, I guess, over the course of their life, too. But you cannot hardly see that bubble up there anymore, that low, that shorter one. It's crazy.
They went the sound off, which was a shocker to me. The governor forced the state police to use sound off because they're a local company. It's based out of, I think it's the Grand Rapids area. So I don't mind it. I prefer sound off anyway. It's easier to work with. But we don't do anything for the state boys. State boys have got their own install crew. Me, I do a lot of the local counties and municipalities. Don't do so much with ambulances and fire trucks. We do kind of like first responder vehicles, again, Tahoes and that kind of thing for the different folks, but a lot of radios and computers for the ambulance and that kind of thing. So we get our fingers in a little bit of everything.
Good deal. Well, somebody's passing. I'm just getting ready to pull into my stop, so I'll sign with you here. I'll be back floating around here. Enjoy the weather. It's not too bad. It's chilly, but it's not bad at all. I got to Gaylord and I was like, wow, it feels warm. It was 3 degrees at my house this morning, so it felt warm. But it is absolutely a good day to be out driving. So have a safe trip to Travers if I don't hear you in between there. So we'll catch you a little bit later. KDYS pulling into the driveway here, the building.
Sounds good. You have a great day and enjoy all this sunshine. 73 WD8DX Mobile.
KI7 QMD Mobile monitoring 19.
Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo on All Star.
Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo, good morning. Rick, KI7 QMD Mobile. Currently in Harbor Springs. Talking on the 19, which is the link system, and I'm heading south to Charlevoix. How's your day going?
Not too bad. Name's Ralph. Sitting at my desk in Ann Arbor, and I was helping a friend, or trying to, with his All-Star node, which doesn't work, and I think there's a USB problem on his Sherry device. I have a voice over IP phone on my desk, and the ham shack hotline went away, and so I got a NextNet node on it, and it appears to work, so that's good. I'm trying to figure out if what else is connected still. I used to have a button to connect to the WHCCE repeaters, but I guess they haven't set that up yet at their new location. So, I'm playing around with things, and it's getting near time when I should bail out of here.
Well, good to make the contact, and you're talking on the CCE link system network, so that's the same network I'm on right now, so you've gotten on there through All-Star, I guess, so sounds good. You have a good rest of your day, and safe travels, 73. I'm going to go back to listening while I'm driving. KI7, QMD Mobile.
Yep, real good. Well, I'm getting this from my handy talkie and Raspberry Pi-based All-Star node. But I want to get in
from my VoIP phone, and that may take a while to get reestablished after Hamshake Hotline went out of business. But motor safe. Catch you later. 888-RK Ann Arbor.
Hey, Rick. What are you doing? I thought you were at work. WDADX Mobile.
Well, don't be giving me away now. I am at work.
Hi. Are you pulling a me, or you're getting paid for driving around?
I do the best I can at getting paid for driving, yeah. today would be one of those days. I'm heading from Harbor down to Charlevoix. Get a little closer to home for the end of the day, and for what I'm going to be doing, I like my office there better.
Hey, there you go. I just finished up in Sheboygan, and figured the time that it is, my next stop is in Gaylord. I think a good midway point is we'll be stopping in Indian River, grab me some lunch, and then I mosey on down to Gaylord and finish up there. And then if I still have time, I'm going to swing by the shop and do my my paperwork, get my dailies done and all that taken care of. So I'll be up to snuff for tomorrow, that and load up for tomorrow if I need to.
Well, sure does sound like you got a plan. If it all falls together, it's going to be a good day, I guess. First job wasn't so bad.
Nothing they had scheduled today. It looked like it was going to be too traumatic. So this morning was basically add some parts to a center console. They had they were putting in a computer, and when we built the truck, they didn't have all the parts. So I basically got all the parts I needed to finish it off, and which didn't take long to do, a couple hours at most. And then this job this afternoon, or basically when I get down to Gaylord, is they got some lights going off when they shouldn't be, or I didn't get a real clear envisionment, but someone's not happy about some light flashing when it shouldn't be. Or they don't like how it's flashing, so that I've got to go down there, probably just plug a computer in and change some settings on a computer and then be on my way, so it shouldn't be too bad.
I got a phone call about 10 minutes out from the office this morning that something smells bad in the building. I don't know. It might be gas. That's our brand-new giant office building, showroom and everything, so I'm like, go get everybody out of there. I got, you know, I got the 911 call in to get DTE and the fire department down there and check things. I showed up before the fire department did, I think. But anyway, I came to find out the bad smell wasn't gas. It was a bit hard to find, and then we realized the salesman had left a bird plug in overnight, and looks like we overheated the batteries. I don't know what's wrong with the charging system, but the battery was getting really hot, so it was close to being a problem.
I hate it when that happened. I actually did that. My parents were not happy with me. I was living with them at the time, and I had a couple of those jail cell batteries that I was using. And I thought it'd be really good to just plug power supply directly into them to charge them. Which works. It does work. The problem is if you're not there to turn it off, you can actually boil the batteries, which I, at the time, was new to me. So, yeah, we boiled some batteries and created a lot of toxic smoke, and, yeah, the rest was history.
Yep, that's about what was going on here. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, so I think I get the hell out of there. I don't like the smell anyway, so I'm not going to get out of there and get out of Charlevoix to my comfortable office and try to get some work done for the rest of the day. So that's my plan. I'm sticking to it, and I'm that much closer to home, which isn't a benefit. So Anyway, well, I'm going to let you drive. I'm getting ready to go through the middle of Petoskey here, so I will catch up with you, and you be safe out there, and you have a great day, sir.
Sounds good. Yep, I just pulled into Burger King. I want to run inside and use the facilities and grab me some food, and we'll be on the road in no time. Have a good one. 73 WBADX.
Sounds good, sir. KI7, QMD, back to listening.
NXDN mobile. NACN mobile. Hello.
OLD listening.
Finds its things. It's supposed to auto-configure. It's actually made things harder.
Is it a newer or an older system?
Well, Infinity's been around for a while. It's a older control module at the furnace. Brand new furnace. And I had to replace the thermostat because half my day was trying to figure out why the thermostat wouldn't communicate. Oh, because it's bad.
Nice!
Yeah, so it's been a real fun one today.
Those are the funnest of fun problems to have. Well, I've had a decently productive day, which is kind of a good thing.
That's good, because I have not. This has been literally just pounding my head against the wall for, like, 8 hours now. What is support saying? They won't call me back. The PRS squashed you. They said they won't even call me back. Lovely. All of our service representatives are unavailable at this time. Please leave a message and we will call you back shortly. That was 4.5 hours ago. If you call them again, will anything happen? No, it doesn't matter. I got it figured out. Just the way that we're doing it is not the way that I'm a fan of. Oh, I see. Zones 1 and 2, they want to run together. So in the previous Infinity controls that I've had, that's an option. In the installer menu, you have that ability. With this new Infinity thermostat, that is not an option. So I have to put two zone dampers into one terminal. And even though they're communicating and find each other, they're going to just operate off of one call. And it's like, I don't like that because the furnace tries to balance CFM, and it's a 100-to-1 turn down on the gas valve based on what zones are calling. It's just a mess. Oh, no. Yeah, that can be problematic. Yep. But here we are doing it. Lovely. Yep. So, I'm hopefully getting out of here. I gotta run one more CFM airflow test and then pack my crap up and go home. I've had enough for today. Yeah, it makes two of us. Get to come all the way back up here tomorrow again. This time, tomorrow, hopefully to work on the automation portion of the program. Or integrating the automation program with the cameras. That is going to be a really, really fun time. So you'll be having the day I'm having today, but tomorrow. So basically, from the PLC, PLC is supposed to send me ASCII commands or, like, strings. Or whatever. And then, the NVR is supposed to take that and be like, yo, here's your string. Do what you wish. And then it's supposed to, based on what command is sent from the PLC to the server, be that an intercom button or they call up something on their screen. It's supposed to bring up a camera view. And I have to make camera views for every single string command individually. That's going to take longer than a day. Yeah, that does not sound pleasant. I would actually be willing to trade you. I'm sorry. It's been a day. I would not want to trade. I was about to say, that didn't sound right. Well, that should tell you every bit of how my day's gone. My brain is not. I do not have a brain right now. It's gone. I'm like Tin Can Man. Brain dead. That's me. Yay. Oh, well. The other thing is this is assuming that the commands that they're sending me actually show up, or not even show up, but just actually exist. So... Yeah.
I've done this before for Wexford. We figured that out. But, yeah. There's like, pretty sure there's at least 100 intercom buttons.
Oh, you're going to be at that for a week.
Yay me.
Well, my static testing is done. Everything is running. So I'm going to pack my truck up and get out of here. So I'm going to let you go. And I'll catch you when I'm in the mobile.
Okay. Hey, DMH Mobile.
Where is APX?
Hey, APX Mobile. I'm editing English words part headed towards Boyne City. I gotta look at a console, and IRR is giving them static instead of instant recall.
Must be for Great Lakes Energy.
Ding ding ding.
I pay attention.
Yay.
Well, nothing like starting that project at 3:30 in the afternoon.
It could be Friday.
That APRS coverage out.
Keeps doing its, having its tantrums. That's what that static is, by the way.
What is it? It was overpowering you.
That's arguably worse.
What is it that's causing that?
146715.
Oh, alright.
Yeah, and Matt City, I'm going to have to remote into it. It defaulted to the GSM audio codec. So anybody on that repeater, or anybody listening through that repeater, everything sounds like Echolink. Because it's using the same codec as Echolink right now.
Oh, well, that's atrocious.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. I noticed that the other day. I was like, wow, that sounds really bad. I mean, at least it's working, but that sounds gross. So I'll probably go in there and just disable the GSM codec.
Sounds like a plan.
Somebody on the side of the road. I am not sure what is going on. Okay. I'm just going to mind my own business.
They just paged fire for somewhere over there for a fully engulfed vehicle fire.
Yeah, I'm on Boyne City Road.
Yeah, I didn't hear where it was. I just heard it was 50-something fire.
Well, it's not that car, because there were people in it, and it was very much not on fire.
No, I would say that's probably not it then. Yeah, my wife's calling me. Let me get back with you. N8APX.
N8UX.
WACCC.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Oh,
had to run down to the repeater to work on it. The one that I sent you the picture on, you know, the spaghetti factory. And just going, removing some wires and making sure the audio still works.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, when I looked at that, I was like, man, if I unplugged something, I would have no idea what I unplugged.
Yeah, well, I ran into that. I was with the guy that maintains it. I'm just like the assistant. But, yeah, there is stuff there that he even doesn't know why it was plugged in. So, they just, they got new equipment. So, we're just putting Band-Aids on right now.
Oh, there you go. Oh, headed over to Blaine City. On Blaine City Road, I haven't taken Blaine City Road in a long time. Usually I don't, because I don't ever go to Blaine City this way. So, but I was already somewhat, well, I was already well a ways past 131 when my boss had to dropped another service call on me, so this is the way I'm going.
So you're headed towards Charlevoix on Boyne City Road?
No, I'm going the other way. Towards Boyne City from Charlevoix.
Yeah, okay. I've been that way. Especially when the drawbridge is stuck in the open position. That's the only way to get around it.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I don't know how far my hotspot goes. But if the drawbridge in Charlevoix is stuck open, which is done, the only way to get around it from 31 from Charlevoix is to go Boyne City Road. Then you have to come around to East Jordan and then down M66 back to 31.
That sounds unfun.
Or you can take the Ironton Ferry, KFA-ENF.
Yeah, I've done that too. $3 each way, not too bad.
Yeah, not this time of year, but yeah, I've definitely done that before just to avoid the traffic going across the main bridge in Charlevoix. Jeez. Summertime, that is just a disaster there.
Yep, indeed it is.
Sorry, didn't mean to hijack your conversation. Just saying hi. KFA-ENF.
Oh, you're fine, Bentley. The more people, more fun.
Yeah, I got a kick out of the... It's even got a flashing red light on the roof of the cab, or the pilot house, I guess you call it. And I asked the guy, what's the red light for? And he said, whenever they have an emergency run, they flip that on.
I bet that is real,
I'm in downtown Royal Oak right now. And I noticed it's about time for rush hour.
That's a early rush hour.
Oh, looks like there's a rescue in the fire truck here. Royal Oak has really cool looking fire trucks, by the way.
Oh, I don't think I've seen those. Let's do some Google searching. And don't you love it when just see Spectrum leaving whatever bits they have for their communication lines just like laying on the ground? Paying all this money for this internet service that really shouldn't be all that much money. And that's how they treat reliability.
Well, I've seen that up north. Now, where I live now, you have Xfinity, and then you have wide open WOW cable, and then you have telephone line, and then you have cable TV, and then you have, and it's all not tied up, so it looks like a spaghetti factory.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. It's just, wow. Wow. Couldn't have dressed that up a little bit and, you know, put it on the pole or, you know, in the air and made it look nice before you left? Huh. Yeah, it is, yeah. Hey, welcome back. I am back. Driving through Petoskey. I heard Mike in there. Figured I'd say hello.
Well, hello, Adam. Yeah, I heard you guys, you've been busy around Petoskey today. Was listening to you guys talking in the morning. It made me feel like it was the old times where everybody got on the radio instead of their cell phone. I had to run down to Oak Park to work on the repeater, the 14664 machine. We had wires that were left dangling that need to be tied up. But yeah, the cables, this is in the back of the house in Royal Oak. Up north, I remember seeing a lot of Spectrum cable laying on the ground, almost like they're too lazy to put it in the ground.
Go ahead, Dick. I was going to say you'll have that. I'm just rolling into Blaine City. And I guess they just let vines and stuff grow on their communication lines. I'd be jumping on that to, you know, clean that up so it doesn't interrupt any service. Nah. Why bother when you can just throw it on the ground and walk away? That's the way anything is nowadays. Pride and care about what you do just seems to not exist in so many different trades and operations, just you name it. I'll let that be someone else's problem.
Yeah, down here, I tried to get the one cable company to come out and tie up their lines. And they said, oh, no, that's not our line. We can't touch it. So it's the other company. I called the other company, and it says, no, it's not our line. And call the first company. What I should have done was just take the bolt cutters and cut the line.
Well, that's one way you can take care of that problem. Yeah, you'll find out who owns it when the company vehicle rolls up. Now that is a fact.
Well, what they're doing, no, power company, Detroit Edison, and what they're doing is they're putting in circuit interrupters that are remotely controlled now. So they can, from a central location, interrupt the primary lines, take a neighborhood out if they wanted to.
For what now?
On the primary lines, you know, the ones at the top, the 20,000-volt lines or the 7,200-volt lines, they put in circuit breakers that are remotely controlled. And there's a cell phone antenna and a GPS antenna and a control box at the base of the pole. I should take a picture of one and send it. It's pretty cool, but I can imagine they can, oh, let's just disconnect the power to one neighborhood.
Oh. Yeah.
still have that. Man, that intersection, wow. That was stupid. Alright. Not really necessarily agree with the way that intersection was done, but okay. I got the gist of what you were saying there, Mike. There's just, there was a lot of interference in downtown Boyne City, believe it or not. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, we really need to get a repeater down there. Boyne City, East Jordan, something like that. Some way, somehow. Well, I could see one good use case for that, Mike. You get a house fire, you got to have the power shut off. Electric company's 30 minutes out. All right, kill it remotely. Yeah, you're taking out a whole block, but the neighbors will have to get over it, kind of thing. I could see a good use case for that.
Yeah, the fire departments aren't allowed to touch meters anymore. They used to, but they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, just one way I could see that working out. Well, Jake, go ahead, and then one more, and I'll be pulling into the shop. Hopefully I get to go home after that.
Oh, I'm going to be one more and done here anyway, because I'm approximately 0.2 miles away from Great Lakes Energy. So, I am going to jump off of here.
NATMH Mobile. Okay, actually, to tell you the truth, my Centricom Council, part of it came from Great Lakes Energy. But the part that made it work did not come. I got the, you know, the modules for dispatch, but not the CEB or SEB or however you want to call it. That, I got one bay from Charlevoix with the cabinet, with the CEB, and I got it working. And then when I moved out of the house, I had to scrap it. Anyways, I'm coming up to the house, too. So, hey, guys, drive safe and have a nice day. WAVPC.
Good to hear from you, Mike. Have a great rest of your day. Hopefully that goes smooth there for you, Jake. We're about a mile out from my destination, too. So, catch you guys later. And 8APX.
Oh.
Yeah, I can relate. You're a little scratchy in the machine. I got most of that. Yeah. I was right underneath the traffic light. It should get better once I get south. In Indian River, and oh man, is this road bad. Rattle the teeth right out of your head. Yeah, that's how I feel about Hammond Road. It's horrible. But no, they wanted to do 3 mile first, because that one was worse. No. Oh well, they did the thing, and next month I won't have to drive on Hammond Road that much, so it won't really bother me anymore. I will have to drive on the wonderful South Airport Road, which turns into a parking lot in the summertime. What about Traverse City isn't a parking lot in the summertime? Always a madhouse over there. You know, they did that on Riggsville Road. The absolute worst section of it is right as you're coming out of Pelston, headed for Sheboygan, just before you get ready to go up the hill and down the hill. It's just some of the worst road around. But they just came through and redid all of Riggsville Road, except for that. And they just, like, threw down a strip of, like, tar and said, yeah, we fixed the road. No. It's horrible.
That sounds like, what the road is at Radiator Springs. That's what Richville Road is.
I don't know. People smarter than I make those decisions, so we'll leave it at that. Well, I'm about to pull into the church. Gonna go load up my drums, load up my microphones, load up my XLR cables, load up the soundboard. Try to fit all that somewhere here in my work van. It'll be a good time.
Sounds like a dirty old time. Okay. Surprised I'm making this thing. Gotta be like, at least 30 miles, 35 miles. Have fun. Catch you later. And anyway, and the phone rings.
Okay, New Isles. Stand by. Okay, New Isles.
Good evening, Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, is that you, Pat?
It sure is.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could get somebody relative. I'm just on my way home. We're almost home right now, so just got out of work.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I just came from outside. I think we got, he picked up probably about, I don't know, 8 to 10 inches from the past 3 days. I don't think it's going to stop.
Yeah, I was in Indian River today, and they didn't get quite that much, but yeah, it's Gaylord, it was snowing again. I seen the white, I guess it's blue on the old radar there, so up your way. Yeah, it's just holding on, ain't it?
Yeah, it sure is, but that's all right, I don't mind. Keep on snowing, why not? If it's going to do anything, I might as well snow, it's cold enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't like driving in it anymore, I'm done, I'm over it. Today was beautiful down here, it was... The roads are dry, and it's been sunny all day long.
Well, at least somewhere there's getting some sunshine. No, it snowed all day, as far as I know. I got up probably about 2, and it was snowing, so... And it was snowing last night. Yeah, I don't know. So, we'll see what tomorrow brings. So it's supposed to warm up some here, so that's what we've been getting. We're getting a whole bunch of snow that'll warm up a little bit, so it'll melt some, then it'll snow some more, so I don't know.
Dodger, Dodger. Yeah, we're supposed to be about 45 here tomorrow. I think sunny, too. All right, it was good hearing you. I'm going to be jumping out of here in a minute. I'll probably be up that way this weekend, too, so probably hear you out there. K-E-A-F-J-W-K-D-Y-S. We'll clear out on your final. Have a good evening.
Hey, sounds good. I'll be here. Good time with you, Ryan. K-E-A-F-J-W. 7-3.
FTE, mobile and monitoring.
How's it going?
It is going wonderfully tonight. Yourself?
Yeah, I just grilled myself up a nice steak and finished up dinner and got everything cleaned up and looking like I'm going to end up shoveling some snow again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it is coming down rather briskly out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I keep reminding myself it's only February, but, you know, this weekend it's going to be March, and it can just, you know, kind of stop doing that stuff in March, and, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I can't say I would be sad to see it stop, but I do fear we have a little bit more of it coming.
Yeah, April's always the big heartbreaker month for me. You know, you think you're through it all, and then you're expecting to see some green grass poking through and some flowers coming up, and then you get hit with, like, two friggin' snowstorms in the month. It's pretty demoralizing.
The wife is a staunch believer in the snow is gone by April 15th every year. I think she's crazy, but, you know, it, that's her belief anyway, so I hope for it every year.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping a log, but I'm not so sure that's a wives' tale that you can count on.
Yeah, I haven't kept a log either, but I think it's wishful thinking myself.
Anything new in radio land with you? You tweaked anything in your shack or worked on anything lately?
No. The only radio news I got that's new is I did start in earnest studying to upgrade to general. So that's about what I got going on. I signed or bought the ham radio prep course. I don't know, it was $30 or something like that. And it seems to flow very well. I've watched probably about half of it so far, and it seems to resonate with me. So I think I got lucky and picked a good outlet to begin with.
Yeah, that's good. I thought it was very complimentary. I mean, it was easy to understand and go through. And then all the practice tests that you can take over and over and over, that's what helped me the most. So I'm glad you're on that track. So far with the material, are you, you know, thinking that it's going to be challenging for you, or is it... you know, concepts that you're comfortable and familiar with already, and it's, or is it just going to be a memorization exercise? What are your thoughts so far?
It's definitely going to be more challenging than the technician class, just from the aspect that it seems to be more technical, which is fine. I don't mind that at all. I find a lot of it as far as talking about frequency and, you know, voltage and those sorts of things really lends itself to a lot of what I, you know, work with every day with automotive. It's, there's some crossover there that helps me understand it a little bit better. So, yeah, I think it'll be a good deal. I didn't want it to become a memorization exercise. I wanted to actually learn something from the material this time.
Oh, that's great, man. I'm sure you'll be fine with it. Like I said, when I took it, the most challenging part for me was getting my, you know, I already had a webcam for my computer, but to set up my phone and so they could see my paper and all of that stuff and my keyboard, it was like, geez, getting all of that to work was kind of a challenge for me, but, you know, use a Mac and it's a little bit different, so I'm sure you'll be fine with it.
Break. Go break.
Hey, FDE. Good evening, boys. I just came out of the house. I gotta go get gas, and all I heard was Chris talking about electricity and how at work it helps and stuff. And I have to ask Chris, does this car guy really need to know anything about electricity? I mean, Patrick just has nothing to do with resistance, impedance, anything like that.
Why, sure it does. You know, I am a professional and all. But, yeah, I'll leave it at that.
I had to throw that out there. I figured I'd get a jab at you since I haven't had one in a while. I assume you're talking about taking your general.
Yep. I actually, Bentley was just going through some of the trials and tribulations of getting it set up with the webcam and all that to take the test, and I was going to mention to him that you seem to have a pretty easy time with where you took it and having everything set up, so when it gets close to that time, I might get with you and just go down and take it wherever you have your stuff set up, seeing how you seem to have everything there already.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. That little room, I like that little office because there's nothing in there. And they literally, you know, they had me sweep the room with my phone and everything, and then the guy's, you know, looking at my laptop. I saw another cord in there, and he must have indicated to the lady that was running it that he wanted something because I didn't hear him, but she asked, and he's like, hey, there was something on the other side. He said, what's on the other side? Something's on the other side. I'm like, dude, it's just the power cord. Like, I mean, there's nothing. Monitors have to be covered. I have my GMRS radio in there, head rag over that, and it's just walled. So, I mean, you really can't get in trouble there. But, yeah, when you do get ready to do that, that's fine. I'll hook you up, too. I'll get everything set up right there and you'll be ready to go.
Cool. That'll work well. And I'll throw it over to Bentley.
Yeah, I'm going to shift gears a little bit. I was going to tell you this story when we your general test, but the fact that Josh is on now is going to make this even better. So last night I was mobile. I was on my way back from a friend's house, jumped on the radio, called out. Josh answered. We're having a nice little conversation, and I asked him what he's been doing. He's like, yeah, I just got done listening to one of the Nets, and I think it was on the W8IRA or one of the other repeaters, and I said, oh, yeah, how's everybody's health problems coming along? And we kind of laughed and chuckled about it, and then this guy breaks in and says, good evening, gentlemen. Just wanted to let you know in about 5 minutes we're going to start the social net on this frequency, and just wanted to let you know so that you can wrap up your conversation.
You didn't strike a nerve there, did you?
I'm sure the guy had been listening to us for our entire conversation, and I just politely said, oh, no problem. I said, we'll clear the frequency for you so you can start the net, and I signed off, and then Josh signed off, and he's like, wait, guys, you don't have to go. You can stick around and join the net if you want, but yeah, it was just kind of funny. You know, gotta watch what you say.
Yeah, Bentley almost got me in the hand.
Oh, man, that's funny. I like it. I like it. It is true, though. It is very accurate.
All right, gentlemen, I got to get some gas, and my wife requested a squirt. And if I don't come home with them, I'll probably be sleeping in my garage, which is okay because that's where my radios are, and I have heat and a sofa. So really not such a bad thing, but I don't want to get yelled at either, so I will probably be on a little bit later. I will talk to you guys down the airwaves if I don't hear from you tonight. KF8FTE.
Have a good evening, Josh. KF8ENF.
All right, Josh, have a good evening. Tell that both those young ladies I said hello. And have a good evening. K8GAT.
Yeah, so Chris, I've been dialing into that MI5 network on my DMR radio, too, and that's pretty darn cool. The coverage on that network is very impressive, and there's a few people that I've met and talked to, primarily people that have been offering to give me help with my DMR radio setup and tweaking settings and things like that. That's been pretty cool. I'm really really liking that extra capability for coverage of the rest of the Lower Peninsula.
Well, that's awesome. And that's just strictly for DMR?
Yeah, correct. They have a whole string of UHF towers across the whole Lower Peninsula. Except for this area here, is essentially everything north of Cadillac until you get to Levering, Mackinac. And, yeah, they're all locked into one talk group, which makes it effectively a big linked system. It's pretty effective and pretty cool. So, again, just, you know, another arrow in the quiver.
Well, that's awesome. And I was going to ask you, the other morning, when we were talking and with Drake and whatnot, and I apologize, I had to jump out because I was at work, so I figured I might as well go do something as long as I was there early. But he had recommended a radio to you, and I can't remember what it was.
Icon 7300.
All right, okay, that's, now I remember. All right, because I'm kind of researching into that and seeing the kind of what direction I maybe want to think about going when I need a HF rig.
Yeah, I don't know how long you hung on through that conversation. We chatted for quite a few minutes, and I asked him some questions about it and, you know, what made it such a recommendation of his. And some of the big things are has its own tuner, and then it also has oh boy, off the top of my head here, I just lost it. I guess some data output port so that you can connect it up to a computer if you want to do that. But there was one other thing that, it's got a waterfall display on it. And it's a touch screen, and one of the things he said was, you know, you can see a frequency in use on the waterfall display, touch it, and it will, like, just move the radio right to that point, which makes it super convenient to jump onto other frequencies and stuff. So I started looking at it. It's about a $900 radio, which in the world of HF is not too terribly expensive, and that's probably the one that I'm going to put on my short list.
Yeah, the waterfall display is definitely something I would like to get in a radio, just because I use that when I have the that SDR scanner going, and it's so nice because you can see when something blips up there, and you don't necessarily have to be listening to a particular frequency to see it come active, and that's a really good feature, I think, anyway.
You know, this new Icon HT that I bought, it's the 50A, that actually has a waterfall display on it.
Well, that's pretty nifty. I assume it's kind of small. The screen probably isn't huge, but still, you can still see what's going on. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the 51A is a bigger radio, and it has a color screen. And this one, I bought this one instead because it's a little bit smaller, so, yeah, you don't have as much screen real estate. It doesn't have a color display. But, you know, for what the waterfall is, it works well. You can use it to see what's going on around you. But the other reason I bought this radio is that it has a USB-C charging port, so you don't have to have the cradle to charge up the battery, which I think is really nice, especially if you're, you know, running around portable with it.
Yeah, I've really gotten to where I dislike having the having to put something in a cradle to charge it. That just, counterintuitive isn't the right term, but it's cumbersome at best.
Well, the world seems to be getting around finally to a standard. I mean, good grief, remember all the different plugs and stuff you used to have, and the fact that you can to have a power bank or a USB output in your vehicle. And if you've got the same darn plug on the end that plugs into your cell phone, into your hotspot, into your radio, into, you know, other things, boy, that really knocks down all the stupid cables you have to carry around with you.
Yeah, it doesn't make one feel so bad about spending some money on a really good quality cable, because you only have to buy one.
Yeah, I usually throw the free ones away. I still have like a big old bag full of them, but yeah, I've definitely done that, bought some of the higher quality cables for that kind of thing.
And, you know, they do make a difference charging. That's amazing how much faster a decent cable will charge than the one that comes with the radio for the most part.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, man, I'm going to jump and clear the airwaves here for anybody else that wants to use them. Good talking to you. Have a great evening, and I'm sure we'll catch you another time. KF8DNF.
All right, my friend. Glad I caught you out here, and we will talk to you down the airwaves. K8ZAD.
Any image.